stuck in traffic. I'm well locked out, my town, the radio is turned to KROX. Let's go, 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 let's go.
All right, big day here at 101X. I got up early this morning, went into the Morning X. Had not been on the Morning X in 15 years.
I think that was before you even worked here.
I worked here.
A guest comic, right? Because you were doing Cap City.
Exactly. Exactly.
15 years ago. We've been here too long.
Yeah, I did quite a few shows on Morning X back in the day. Some of them became famous. There was one where I... accidentally pulled my wang out.
How do you accidentally pull your wang out? That's not a thing.
Well, we used to come in here a lot straight from the comedy club. We would stay up all night because there's no way comics could sleep and then get ourselves up. We would stay up drinking all night. And I think I was in with a comic named Chris Fairbanks that morning.
Hell yeah.
And
he has some stories about this building too.
Yeah. And he was kind of drunk and he was insisting... They said they were for some reason they were asking him for $20 and he kept saying, I have $20, but you have to help me. And he pulled out his ATM card and then he unbuttoned his pants and he said, you're going to have to swipe the card though. And he showed his moon, but he showed his booty.
Okay.
And it was like, hey, you need to swipe the card. And when he did that, for some reason, that seemed funny to me because we were hammered.
Was this like in sorority interns days?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Real hot young girl in here?
Not in here.
Okay.
No, there's no way I would have done it.
Way before? Yeah. Okay.
And then I had some sunglasses on my head for some reason, and I just remember taking out something from my zipper and then putting the sunglasses right on top, and then I just said...
Look at his nose!
No, I just said, would you blow my nose?
Stupid.
It was so stupid. We were, hammered. It was, to me, I think at the time I thought, my God, this is the world's best radio, not realizing that things like
that real
visuals really translate.
And drunk people on air don't always translate either.
Yeah, shortly after that, I got a job over on KLJA FM. Oh, thanks for editing that out.
Yeah, competition.
I don't want people to know. And then, so then I was over there for a decade. So it was fun. I got into hang out with... Nick and Emily, and man, you would not believe the amount of trash we talked about you during the commercial breaks. It was amazingly fun. It was really good.
That's why I set up Vox Pro to record everything.
What?
It's fun doing that show. I've filled in Nick and I are the Butt Boys, and
what's behind that?
I don't remember. We would always take weird photos together. I taught him about spider pooping, so we took a photo to demonstrate how to do that.
Is that when one guy sits on another guy? And
you cross-legged, each have an open toilet.
Why did you?
Nick and I have a long history as butt boys,
apparently.
But it's also been funny when Emily came into the show because she was just young and brought so much like energy and like, I go out and have fun every day. I'm at Porter Robinson dancing all night.
I know. Amazing to be 23. All over again.
It is, but one of my favorite, the last time I appeared on that show and probably the last ever, is the entire morning I just kept setting Emily up for D's Nuts jokes and she didn't get it until the very end and she's like, oh, I know what that means. and I haven't been invited back since.
Well, I'm sure I will screw up at some point during this week.
Yeah.
And get myself run out of there and then you can fill in.
Okay, cool.
Again, you are welcome to get up at 5 a.m.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I think it was just my turn in the getting shot in the barrel, as they say.
Yeah.
Is that a saying even, or did I just make that up? Anyway, it was my turn to have to get up and come in early. Anyway, it was fine. It was great hanging out with the Morning X kids, and we did talk about you, and it was very positive. And they were very complimentary about this show, My First Love, Just Matt and CJ.
Oh.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Yes, today is the greatest day because on this day in history, the greatest American president ever was elected to his first term in office.
Jimmy Carter!
Woo-hoo! Not exactly.
Oh.
And I know that I don't want to make the segment all about historical...
Millard Fillmore!
James K. Polk me next, or Martin Van Buren.
Yay, Taft!
No. Today, on this day in history, the greatest American president ever was elected to his first term in office. And no, I'm not talking about JFK narrowly defeating Nixon.
No, you wouldn't.
Not the legendary Teddy Roosevelt taking office. You know, speak softly, carry a big stick.
No, I would have to guess if it's in last century, either FDR, who had four terms, or I would guess Lincoln back in...
JFK narrowly defeating Nixon. No. President Lincoln being reelected during wartime. No.
No.
The Bush-Gore controversy, of course not. Or even FDR crushing Herbert Hoover to lead us through the Great Depression and World War II. No, today, the greatest president in the history of America was elected to his first term in office.
Number one, are you ready? Are you ready? We will build a great wall along the southern border. And Mexico will pay for the wall.
Yes, today is the greatest day in history because Donald J. Trump was officially elected to the White House to serve in his first term. And I thought, in honor of this great man, I would read a few moments in which he redefined our democracy, more specifically, our dictionary. I wrote a list of some of the words that he created that keep us patriots flowing. Bigly. The first major Trumpism replacing big league as a regular phrase to explain how much better he is going to do everything. Covfefe, the infamous tweet about our negative press.
But that was, wasn't it about coffee? Covfefe was a misspelling of coffee?
It's about our negative press.
Oh, my
and
bad.
The fake news media, which you're being a part of right now.
Sorry, my bad.
We've also got the cyber, referring, of course, to... No, that's not good music. Okay, never mind. I didn't have that prepared. The cyber referring to our internet security. Military, my generals. I mean, he is the commander-in-chief after all. Nambus. I don't know if you know this. You lived in Africa and worked in oil there, oil and gas for a while.
No, I lived in Nigeria, not all of Africa.
Well, it's part of Africa, and so is Nambus, apparently. It's a country in Africa that must exist because he talked about it.
Oh, wait, he named a country. He said there was a country called Nambus?
Nambus, yes.
Oh, okay.
2 Corinthians, if you're familiar with the Bible, 2 Corinthians is the famous verse predicting Trump's actual rise. Then you have huge. Huge is actually bigger than bigly. We've got China, which honestly I thought was TV evangelist Pat Robertson until I was putting together this list. I thought it was him that said China. Then we have Philadelphia, just always redefined in the multiple different ways that the city should be spelled, according to President Trump's Twitter. And of course, last but not least, the Four Seasons Total Landscaping. Not a term, just a great place to host a press conference. So today is the greatest day in history because... it is the day that the first term of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, started office.
Am I smelling any... are you... is there any sarcasm in what you're doing?
No. Why would there be?
Okay.
There we go. Today is the greatest, simply enough.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's a time for Spinnertainment. Matt, what exactly is Spinnertainment?
Well, Spinnertainment is the time every day where we let Spencer, hang on. I'm trying to think of the perfect words for you.
Sorry.
Our producer, non-equaled.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, that took me a long time.
It.
My brain just shut down right
there.
You
were trying to find something.
Well,
par
excellence or non, there's some weird term and I couldn't remember it.
Oh, so here he comes.
The Latin. Oh, thanks.
Let him out of his cage.
My screen door.
Yeah.
And through the next level.
Yeah. And then he teaches us something.
Yeah.
What do you got for us today, Spenny?
Well,
hey, that one made me shiver in my teeth.
That's goosebumps.
Yeah.
How do y'all feel about ketchup on Mars?
I think it's fake news, but I'm excited because it's just an alien trap to lure us there.
Oh, no. There's no ketchup currently on Mars.
Okay.
There's about to be ketchup, hopefully, on Mars in the future. Because Heinz, you know, the creator of most of our famous ketchups, Heinz, the red sticky substance you put on fries, they hired some scientists to plant some tomatoes in a simulated Martian soil, and they grew tomatoes. So that's all it is. That's all it is.
Wait.
Just want you to know, we can grow stuff on Mars.
In 1 week, we've had peppers for tacos, and now tomatoes for hot sauce. This is great. We're going to be eating good in space.
Not only that, there's leeks. You can grow leeks in Mars soil, apparently.
And the space cows. Space cows can make cheese for queso.
Wait, simulated Mars soil, but not simulated Mars air.
Atmosphere.
The atmosphere and or the sun, you know.
Liquid.
Jesus. But yeah, I don't know. It just feels sort of like a PR thing, I guess.
Oh, sort of?
I do love ketchup, you know?
I do too.
I go to Mars, which I'm not, there's no way I'm going to make it up there.
I'm a big fan of catsup, as they say in other parts of the world, and those parts of the world really should be punished for saying catsup.
Romania, where it's probably all Soylent Goop products runoff from the factory.
Spinach.
Ketchup is actually how I get my son to eat anything.
Yeah, that's how I used to be. So
I was never a ketchup fan until recent years. I never liked ketchup on anything except as a kid, I would eat it on macaroni and cheese. I don't know why. That's the only thing I liked it on.
Sounds awesome.
I'll
try it.
It's a heavy move right there.
It was. I mean, I was a kid. Who knows? We're all high when we're young, innocent, full of life.
Miss those days.
Cut up some hot dogs, put some ketchup in your mac and cheese, and just...
Now, is Kraft or Heinz, I'm sorry, Heinz, are they saying anything about, like, are they taking this one step further? Hey, we're using some of the tomatoes that we grew in this fake Martian soil, and we're actually making some ketchup that you can purchase on eBay or something? Are they just telling us to go?
No. It says you can't buy a bottle of the Heinz Mars Edition ketchup. But at least you can take comfort in knowing that your grandchildren...
I can't. We'll be able to eat French fries.
I want the Mars edition ketchup.
Mars fries, because they'll have ketchup to dip it in.
This makes me feel the same way I feel when I find out that scientists were given $50,000 to study something like, turns out men like porn. And I'm like, wait, why are we, first of all, yes, and secondly, why are we testing that?
Because we had to know without a shadow of a doubt.
But why wouldn't you offer me 25G beforehand? I could save you money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's just a picture of Spencer that I return to them for $25,000.
See?
And I go, see?
Hi. Look at how rough his hands are.
Yeah. Mm. Why is he covered in ketchup? That's a whole nother story.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's time for the parent pickup. And folks, hide your kids. Close up their ears, bandage over their eyes. Big Bird is a communist.
Oh, I knew it!
Yeah, your children should not be exposed to the guy. He's not good now.
Or Sesame Street in general. Bunch of socialists.
Technically speaking, Big Bird, I say guy. Technically speaking, Big Bird is 6 years old. That is the, that's how old he, it.
It, they.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Is 6 years old. And, But this Friday, pretty, I don't know, benign tweet went out that from Big Bird.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
Big Bird tweeting. It's funny.
Yeah, well, he did. And he tweeted out, I got the COVID-19 vaccine today. My wing is feeling a little sore, but it'll give my body an extra protective boost that keeps me and others healthy.
Oh, because kids might be... Kids hate getting shots, right? You got two kids. It's a needle. It hurts. It's scary. So is
No, 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 no. Do you not understand that this is to brainwash our children? That, according to multiple politicians who won't let any little thing go by without turning it into some kind of election issue.
That's why we elected him.
And
a
way to raise money. I do like that. Hey, that's why we elected the guy, so he can get elected again. That got a lot of people upset. And really, most of it landed right here on Texas's doorstep. Our good friend, Senator Ted Cruz, who we've talked about a few times on the show before.
Yeah.
Always fun. He got a little upset. And then he tweeted out a meme of Big Bird kicking in a door, blowing the door off the hinges, and then the comment, Big Bird coming over to vaccinate your kids.
Okay.
Some people have denounced it as evil. Some people said it's brainwashing. Some people said that he is a communist, that Big Bird is a communist. I don't know how you get communism out of that tweet, but apparently that's what happened. Big Bird and Elmo are at least a step up from Anthony Fauci. but for them to push this harmful drug is just reprehensible nonetheless. That came from a woman who is running for Congress right now. Anyway, it kind of really got out of control. Some people were very, very upset. Big Bird has been used by Sesame Street since 1969 to talk about vaccines. He's never said you should get it. It just since 1969 has been the character that Sesame Street has used to go, yes,
it's not that bad.
Shots hurt, but you feel better. And that way you can watch it with your kid and go, hey, I am going to take you out of school tomorrow and we're going to go get a shot. And for some reason that freaks kids the F out, which I don't quite understand. Shots don't change your day. Do you know what I mean?
It hurts for a second.
I know, but man, you point a needle at one of my kids and they are, woof, holy terror.
They freak out.
Yeah, so, but people got very, very upset that a six-year-old. Now, I will say what's kind of wonderful about this is I never knew that Big Bird was 6 years old until today.
I mean, I don't know how that math works, but I've been watching Big Bird since I was a kid.
Well, apparently Sesame Street just is in stasis.
Okay, kind of like The Simpsons.
Yeah, it does. It's not. You guys have to remember that they will stay the same age forever. I will say Mr. Hooper.
Luckily.
R.I.P. Gordon. R.I.P. A lot of the human characters have aged and died
very quickly.
But apparently the Muppets not so much.
Love in one tweet, Ted Cruz said, your government telling the kids what to do. And it's like, but dude, you're literally the government. You're a United States senator. You're the government.
I'm not going to say that makes a whole lot of sense. These things are obviously done not for, I think, a majority of Americans. They're done for, I don't know. I think they're done just to keep all of us preoccupied and fighting on Facebook
the internet, or something.
And no one going, hey, man, anyway,
is it really that big of a deal? Apparently so.
It was suggested this morning on Morning X that we somehow try to reach out to Dana White and get Ted Cruz and Big Bird
to do a MMA match.
So good, dude.
So good. I mean, so Big Bird's tall, could be a kickboxer, kind of like Stefan Struve, whereas Ted Cruz is low to the ground, a little bit, absolute grapple, ground and pound.
Gracie.
This is going to be huge.
I think it's going to be an amazing, amazing fight. It can be incredible. I think, I would love children to tune in to watch one of their senators try to pummel one of their best friends.
A puppet in a costume.
Yeah, my God. It's a puppet. A puppet.
Oh, well, hey, anything to, like we said, get reelected. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to finish playing the rest of the Sesame Street theme, and we'll be back with just more Matt and CJ.
Here's more Matt and CJ.
Why are we tired? Finally, we got a survey telling us why we're tired.
Ah, perfect.
And it's all kind of things that you would expect, stuff that Matt and I are probably dealing with. I mean, you are now back to pulling a double shift.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that one of the things on this list of why we're tired is not enough sleep.
I mean, these are all reasons for not enough sleep. That would be the most obvious and is super explanatory.
No, is it a better list than that? Is there something that might be actually helpful on here?
Maybe. Let's see if these are things that you yourself can fix, because you're going to have a rough week pulling double duty, getting up at 5 in the morning, coming to the studio, going home. Hey. Turning right back around, driving up and having to sit with
my stinky ass thing where you're trying to make me feel bad about this week. Stop it.
I'm not. I'm trying to make you feel good about it.
Okay.
Oh, so a survey of 1,500 Americans looked at the top reasons why we feel exhausted on any given day. Here are some of the top 10.
Yeah. Other Americans.
General stress. Over 60% of people said it's a main reason they feel tired a lot. It's just because they're stressed out.
Call the general now.
872. Oh man, I almost had that number stuck in my head and then I lost it. Anxiety. anxiety prevents a lot of people from being able to fall asleep. And then when they are awake, they cannot focus their attention on things on
one. I love it so far. Stress and anxiety have made a list. Okay. Those will help.
You know, I think Pfizer actually made this list. And they're going to, at the end of it, they're going to have a cure for it. It's just one of their pills. Sleep issues or insomnia?
That's my big one.
That kind of feels like no. Why do you have sleep issues? You just
have for years.
Yeah.
I go to bed and then I wake up, I don't know, maybe 10 times a night while I try to sleep. And if I'm trying to sleep for like 6 hours, I'll wake up about maybe every 40 minutes or so.
Have you ever tried to take anything for it? Or are like me, are you kind of paranoid that you'll fall asleep and then someone will break into your house?
I have never had that paranoia.
Oh.
But now I will. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I tried to take, my wife tried to get me to take some sleeping stuff, and then I would just wake up super, super groggy the next day, and I was just like, no, not
for
me.
Doesn't help.
Yeah. No, it's helping. Not helping. Whatever my issue is, that is not helping.
The worst is when you take sleep stuff, and then you stay awake, but you're like kind of hallucinating. It's
that's the worst, or that's good. The best?
It's not fun when you actually don't want to hallucinate. There's nothing worse than tripping balls whenever you don't want to trip.
I'm an over 35 married guy with two kids, so I will take my tripping balls wherever I can.
Wherever you can get it.
Yeah.
We talk about the circadian rhythm a lot. This makes sense. Irregular sleep schedules, shifting clocks. Of course, Sunday definitely doesn't help with that. Family obligations, depression, dealing with your kids. We're getting into some math stuff here. Dealing with your kids, worrying about work, working too many hours, inconsistent work hours. I feel like these last four just nailed you right there.
It's literally been my schedule for years, so I guess that's all part of it.
That explains it. Well, those are some of the top reasons why we're tired all the time and why we're not getting sleep. And then I read a few other like kind of advice and things about this, and it gives you tips for relaxing before you go to bed that I found around the internet. Wanking it. It's not one. I knew as soon as you laughed and looked at me like that, that's what you were going to.
I was just going to say, what, backroom casting
couch? Yeah, it'll help you wake up or fall asleep. No, it says things like leaving the electronic device behind about an hour before you go to bed.
All right, that's stupid.
Things like drinking warm milk.
What?
Going on a walk about an hour or so before you go to bed.
With all that warm milk in my stomach?
Doing things like, of course, I mean, this next one sounds kind of stupid because if you were able to find the peace and quiet to do this, you could probably sleep fine. But finding a quiet place to meditate before going to bed and relaxing. Hey, man, I'm just trying to look some stuff up online to help you.
I know,
you.
But I always love these people who are trying to help, and they're like, you've got kids and these crazy work hours. You work too much. You're really stressed.
Spend an hour meditating.
It's like an hour.
Where?
This
when?
Is always written by someone who's 38 and has like a nanny and grew up in a wealthy family. It's like, eat my scrunch.
Yeah, see, I was going to say that, or like a 20-year-old medium blogger that's just like, this. I don't get why people are so stressed. It's so easy. You just wake up in the morning, you go to the gym, then you grab your latte, go do some yoga, meditate.
Yeah, when I was in my 20s and way underemployed, I could barely pay rent, but I was having a blast with my friends, and guess what? I slept really well because when I went to bed, I was hammered!
101X, Matt and CJ.
Oh, it's time to settle our sports bets from the weekend. We texted a little bit, and it seemed like you were kind of following stuff and paying attention.
Not exactly. I just knew that the only thing I remembered really from our week, from our sports bets this week, was that I was taken
Manchester United,
yeah,
over and then Manchester City,
yeah, and then I saw that Manchester United got hammered, so
that they did. So CJ gets one for that. However, I took the wild one of Ronaldo will score one goal. I thought he would. He's their penalty taker. No. Matt, you get one for that. So we are currently tied 1-1, just based on the Manchester Derby alone. Next one, this was kind of iffy. Christian McCaffrey scores over or under 10 fantasy points.
And I went for the under.
At that point, we didn't know if he was going to start, if he was going to play. He did start. And he wound up with 14 fantasy points. Yeah. So it seems I do better when I don't do trick questions, mm-hmm. I guess. So 1 point for CJ, or 2 points for overall, 1 point for Matt. The next one, I had faith, dude. I had some faith. I asked you if the... cover the spread.
Yeah, the spread at the time was 6.5 points. I said absolutely not.
6.5 points. You said absolutely not.
Yeah, this particular Longhorn team going into Ames at night. Had it been a day game like 11, I might have. It's not even about the temperature. It's just Ames is a
tough place to play.
Place recently for the Horns. You know, for years. I mean, for 15 years, it wasn't at all. But recently, I was just like, and they a much improved team, good defense. I was like, yeah, there's no way the Horns cover. And they didn't come close.
No, I checked the score at halftime, and it was 7-3 Texas. And I was like, okay, holding some D's, holding, and it did not end up at all. So that's another point for Matt. We are tied 2-2.
Something you should know, too, is that Big Bird sneaked in the halftime and gave everyone shots, and then they couldn't.
Then they can't play. Communist. Of course a quarterback can't throw when he's got that vaccine killing him, exposing him to the lizard people. You know, I was, not to sidetrack again, but I was at the best tickets to a Texas game I've ever had. An ex-girlfriend's brother, who's a Texas ex and has like a row of seats with his friends, gave us a pair. And it was probably two rows up from the field, about the 30-yard line. We were right next to the Iowa State band and student section.
Okay.
That game was the first time in history that Texas ever lost to Iowa State in football. And we were right next to them. It was miserable.
Yeah, I bet they were having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, those years. So it brings us to our final one. I asked you, who scores more points this weekend, the Milwaukee Bucks or the New York Knicks?
I think did I go with the Bucks?
You went with the Bucks, who are the NBA champions. Unfortunately, they lost to the Knicks 113-98 on Friday night.
But what happened on the rest of the weekend?
Fear not. They played again Sunday. The Knicks actually lost Sunday, but did manage to score 109 points. The Bucks also lost Sunday, only managing to score 94, which means for the first time ever in the history of sports bets, CJ is the winner. And tomorrow, Matt will have his first time spinning the punishment wheel.
I was afraid this was going to happen, and I know I'm going to get livid tomorrow because your two punishments were basically like, go for a walk outside and pet a squirrel.
Okay.
And I know mine's going to be like, hey, put a red hot poker up your ass. I know how you play these games.
Here's my thought. Since this is your first week doing it, and I've got out easy the last two, I've had to buy the Crack'em. I've had to make a $20 donation to Habitat for Humanity. I'm going to leave the punishments exactly the same as they were last week. No tricks.
I know, but you still...
No shucksters, no spins. It's going to be the exact same. So you have the same chance to get the same punishments I did last week.
Not listening anymore.
We're going to live video that tomorrow. So make sure you're following us at Just Matt and CJ. And congrats to me for winning the first ever.
Oh, just go ahead. Oh, look at... Oh, now this segment's fun. Now CJ likes the segment. 2 weeks ago, you were like, I don't really know if this has legs. I don't know if this thing has legs.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Well, it finally happened. My daughter has been in middle school for, I think, maybe 11 weeks, and middle school finally happened to my daughter.
There are so many different questions I have, but what do you mean?
I will tell you. I woke up Sunday. My wife out of the state this weekend. Just myself, my kids hanging at the house. I'm going to be cool, Dad.
Hell yeah. Have fun. Be like, I'm going to cook, let y'all stay up late, that sort of thing.
We're going to break the rules, man. Yeah. We're going to be crazy.
Hell yeah, cool, Dad, because you're usually not. You're usually the one that lays down the law. Not in a mean way, just...
Oh, man, that kind of hurt my heart a little bit. I thought I was usually cool, Dad, man.
Okay.
I guess I'm...
No, you're cool, Dad.
Hey, who wants an extra half a scoop of low-calorie ice cream? I'm cool, Dad. So... My daughter woke up on Sunday and kept saying, I think we should go maybe do something. I was like, well, what do you want to do? And then she would shut down, which is what I know my daughter to do when there's something specific she wants to do that doesn't want to ask.
Ah.
You know, I don't know. I was like, well, hey, let's go for, we can go for a hike. No. We could go to arcade. No. There's all these new, like, pop-up museums in town. Maybe we should go see one of those. We could take pictures of something. No. Well, you seem like you want to do something. Is there something specific you want to do? I don't know.
I'm like, oh my God.
That means something. Yeah. Something.
So finally, I landed upon, did you want to maybe go do some shopping? She goes, maybe I could go do that. So I was like, all right. So I was like, well, maybe we go down to, like, walk around South Congress or something. She's like, I don't think I want to do a lot of walking. And I was just like,
Just say what you want.
Just say it out loud. I can't help you unless you communicate.
She's becoming a woman.
Wow, that's your sexism that's showing? I didn't say that.
Yeah, sorry.
Though I will say this. She's just like her damn mother. Just like her damn mother. So we finally, I was like, hey, how about we go to, she likes to walk around. She likes to get dressed in a cool outfit and walk around the domain north side or whatever. Okay. And I'm like, all right, perfect, because I know
it's
that
nice outside.
I can get a shake over there. We'll walk around. There's lots of people. It's outside. I'm not, you know, their kids are still younger, so they usually have to mask up. And I was like, this will be fine. This will be perfect. And we're walking around. It's really hard because my son, you know, he is in his own world. So he doesn't understand cars or other people or anything like that. So he just walks in the rain. And I have to keep talking, you know. Oh, it's so stressful, dude. It's so stressful. And the worst part is that the domain won't let you walk around as a dad just smoking a big old joint so you can relax, you know? So I'm just like, oh, my God.
But Barton Creek Mall will.
Well, my dude, I'm so stressed walking the two of them around. I'm like the world's worst. Like a duck would just walk and your kids follow behind you. But I panic if they're behind me, and then I try to make them walk in front of me. But they both are the slowest damn walkers. So my daughter goes, as we're leaving, she goes, oh, do you want to, maybe we should look at one more store? And I was like,
here it is.
Where do you want to go? And she's like, well, I don't know. I think there's this one store that has this sweater. And I was like, oh, God. Okay. We've been here for 2 hours, and just all we had to do was go. So we get there. She goes, well, I'll look around. I'm like, tell me what sweater you want. I'll go up to the help.
And your size, boom, in
she's
and
like,
out.
Oh, she said, well, there's this sweater. I go, so it's got stripes on it, whatever. So I walk up to this young lady because my daughter is afraid to talk to people. I said, my daughter's looking for a sweater. I guess it's really popular. It's got some stripes on it. It's like, I think it's a navy or is it a V-neck? She's like, no, it's green and blue. And lady goes, oh, the something something sweater. Yeah, we sold out of that last weekend. And my daughter goes, okay.
Ugh.
And then starts to tear up a little bit. She goes, but it's online. She goes, it's online though. And she goes, I know. And then we're leaving. And I go, well, we can get it online or whatever. I said, I'm going to hear the other thing I'm going to tell you. That sweater, it's just black, green, and blue. Like, we can find that sweater
anywhere.
Way cheap. Anywhere.
Oh, no. You done messed up.
She goes, it needs to be from the store.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at that. That's a plain kind of Ivy League-y looking sweater. Doesn't have to be from the store. No one's going to look at a tag. No one knows.
Oh, no, they do. When I was that age, my thing was Yaga and Massimo, and the kids
but Yaga
always
and Massimo,
looked at the tags.
Yaga and Massimo says it on the outside, doesn't it?
Like, sometimes, but sometimes they were just plain shirts or cool designs.
Then I'm like, well, we can order it online. She goes, it has to come from the store because it's really hard to get at the store. So the thing is being able to get it at the store. And I wanted just to yell at the top of my lungs, F word! Because I was like, what are you talking about? So here's what we're going to find out over the next couple of weeks. Am I the good dad that breaks down and buys her an overpriced sweater from some store I've never even heard of, but apparently it's a thing? Or am I the good dad who teaches her a lesson that you don't go and waste a bunch of money on a brand name when you can get a perfectly good sweater out of the garbage can down the street at the neighbor's house?
Here's my prediction, though. You're not going to have to worry about either of those things. Because you know damn well your wife's going to go and get that sweater before you even have a chance to think or talk or debate about it.
Don't let that happen. Because then I lose and then she's the winner.
You're
going to
double lose, yep.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Toys have been announced as part of the 2021 class of the National Toy Hall of Fame. And two of them are some of my favorite of all time. About the National Toy Hall of Fame, it was established in 1998 and recognizes toys that have inspired creative play and enjoyed a lot of popularity over a sustained period. And every year, the prestigious hall, which I assume is just a website, introduces new inductees. And this year, we have three of them.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Would you like to know what they are?
I would like to know what they are. I'm excited. I you said one of your favorites.
Two of my favorites.
I assume Mr. Potato Head, but it's already in the Hall of Fame.
I think so. I don't know.
I assume Potato Head because you're it's like a Mii action figure.
I grew up when... No, that was a little after my age. But you remember when Potato Head was just... needles that you would actually have to get your own potato?
No.
And wasn't that the original Potato Head?
It may have been, but that... I remember it being that plastic.
Yeah. The first one is the American Girl Dolls, created in 1986 by an educator. The 18-inch American Girl Dolls and their accompanying books explore America's social and cultural history. Each historical doll comes with a unique narrative that fits her era.
And a $1 billion price tag.
Yeah, I don't remember these exactly.
I have a daughter.
So American Girl, I just remember the Bratz dolls, which seems like they'd be the opposite of this.
You know how we just talked about my daughter, and I'm trying to tell her that brand names aren't important or whatever? My daughter does not have American Girl. She has My Generation dolls, which come from Target. They look exactly the same. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But other kids have come over and gone, oh, are those Generation dolls? And I'm like, oh, God, being catty starts early.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And you know, I don't want to diss on your wife here because she's very sweet. And she's a teacher, and it's
also,
very...
Also, she'll cut you. You know damn well my wife would stab you in the neck.
I just got to say, she buys stuff for her class, which is amazing. It comes out of her pocket, and she always tries to offer me. She's like, oh, hey, do you want this bag of Legos that I got for my class as a reward?
Right.
And I haven't the heart to tell her that those are generic Legos. And no one wants that generic-ass stuff.
Hey, look, we're cheap.
Yeah. No, I mean, she's a teacher. She's
I know, we're cheap,
she
dude.
Doesn't have to do this stuff.
It's the Bearden's calling card. Okay. We are cheap.
The next one, one of my favorites that I used to play as a kid, and I was the only nerd that would make my friends play this, Risk. Based on the French game Le Conquérant du Monde, Risk translates to a hobby of war game with minifigs, dice roll, and all that fun stuff.
God, I love it.
I used to love playing Risk, and it's one of those very long games. And if you really want to hunker down and play a defensive game, start with Australia. I know you don't think so because you don't get as many things right away, but it's very hard to attack.
It's the way to go.
If you're going
to
play a long defensive game, I also remember one time in college doing a little bit of... And on a rainy day, a bunch of friends and I making them play Lord of the Rings Risk.
Dude,
it was awesome.
Risk used to be my thing at night when I was a single dude and bored and I had no social life. I would stay up playing electronic Risk, you know, like a computer.
Oh, really?
On a CD-ROM or whatever.
Yeah.
I would play Risk on my computer and I would see the sun coming up with a bunch of empty Bush Light cans around me. I was like, I've got some changes.
This is the final addition to the 2021 class of the National Toy Hall of Fame. Sand.
What?
Yep. It says sand may be the most universal and oldest toy in the world. An educator said it's the only one substance that modern child is allowed to handle quite freely. It's a creative material for pouring, scooping, sieving, raking, and measuring. And I must say, as a kid, I had a big sandbox, and my dad at one point was going to level our yard and do a bunch of landscaping, and so we got a dump truck load of sand. Guess how long that dump truck load sat there?
Long enough for the neighborhood cats to turn it into a litter
yeah.
box?
Most of my young life, we had a giant pile of sand.
Just
and it was
sitting there?
It was awesome, because I built, like, Mayan temples out of it, had my Lego men play on it, put the water hose in it to make caves.
Actually sounds great.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful.
Maybe
I'll get
a stack of sand for my kids.
Dude, it's endless fun. Yeah, so sand is the third addition to the National Toy Hall of Fame.
One of these days, let's put a pin in it, but one of these days I have a story to tell you about American Girl Live.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
My apologies to you, America, but your president is too old to be president.
You mean Sleepy Joe?
Joe. Well, he's getting ready to get a new nickname. I have for a very long time. I'm getting ready to tell you why he's too old. But for a long, very long time, I have been an advocate. I've been trying to get out there. It is my political theory that, you know, everyone wants to talk about, oh, we need to eliminate the Electoral College. Do we need the Electoral College? Oh, we really need term limits. We need to set term limits.
Campaign finance reform.
The most important issue these days is setting age limits for the president. Am I an ageist?
Yes.
Yes, I am absolutely an ageist. In the last presidential election, both candidates running, either whoever would have won would have become the oldest president we'd ever had in this country. And frankly, that's somebody you want to run the country. You think, and I'm doing this because of psychological and cognitive reasons is why I'm saying this, right? You think he's too old.
Yeah.
No. Let me get into this.
Okay.
You are familiar with COP26. We talked about it a bit on this show. It's the big, giant climate summit that's happening. President Biden was there. Everyone wants to talk about the fact that apparently he nodded off in a meeting. I don't care what your age is. If you want me to go to a long meeting about the environment, I'm probably going to nod off, okay?
Hey, real quick. Go Brandon. Get it? Go Brandon.
Hang on. I don't think that's actually the phrase. Learn it. Here's the deal. They're talking at this climate summit about emissions, right?
Yes.
We have to lower and reduce emissions.
Fuel, coal, natural gas.
Reports are coming out that our president, who turned 79 in like a week or so, cracked one.
No.
Went full ass.
You mean
crack.
Open to beer?
No. Apparently, he had a little emission problem of his own. And this is coming through Camilla Parker Bowles' camp. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
She's the hay eater that is married to sorry, I don't like monarchists. She is the hay eater that's married to the prince.
Yes.
Apparently, he cracks long on her, and this is actually...
Was he asleep at this point?
No,
okay,
apparently they were talking in a group, and then he did one of those things that old people do where he just let out a huge fart and then acted like it didn't happen. This is the quote from the source in Camilla Parker Bowles' camp, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Should I do it in the English accent, even though I can't do an English accent?
Oh, crikey! I just let him weep!
As long as you do it kind of like that, like a cockney. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
It was long and loud and impossible to ignore.
and you know, those Brits are very prudes. They're not, they don't think this is funny. They're very prim and proper.
Are they really?
I mean, I don't know. I've watched shows on Channel 4 and the BBC, and it's... You know, they are kind of slapstick and dry humor with those jokes.
Yeah.
But, all right, way to go, President.
Yeah, the source is saying that he ripped one during their chat, and it was a healthy one, as they're saying, which I love that. I am not an ageist for evil, right? My intentions are good. I'm not saying you're too old because I don't believe that old people can contribute to society. What I believe is... Our bodies begin to betray us as we age, and because I'm looking out for you and your best interests, I have decided that, like, hey, 55, maybe 60 is cut off for running for president, but your body can no longer handle the amount of applesauce you're putting in it at that age. It's just applesauce and yogurt and room temperature oatmeal. You know what I mean? Like, it's soft foods at that age. That gets in there, it processes, it's evil, a lot of bad stuff is going to happen. The man flew across over the ocean, that's a lot of pressurized cabins. You knew what was coming.
Oh, brutal.
You knew what was coming.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
We are getting a new university! Which, man, that after Football U failed again this year. I'm excited. There's a new university. I guess it's coming to Travis County, to our fair area. Tell me if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. Is it Barry Weiss?
It's Barry Weiss.
Okay,
yeah.
I just, after watching the show, I want to say Barry.
Barry.
Barry Weiss, former writer for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, tweeted 7 hours ago, well, even before that, "We got sick of complaining about how broken higher education is, so we decided to do something about it, announcing a new university dedicated to the fearless pursuit of truth, the University of Austin." Yes, alas, a school that's going to teach people how to be a free thinker.
Yes.
Are you excited about that?
I'm strangely not excited. I would think that I'd be excited. I'm kind of confused by the move because it seems a little bit... Look, I've been in the stand-up business for a while, and I've seen people announce stuff like, oh my God, a brand new comedy club. And then they're like, but at first it's going to be in this other venue because we don't have a venue yet. And then eventually it just goes away and nobody talks about it. I was interested. University of Austin, what's this?
Well, yeah.
And I started reading about it, and they... said, well, we don't have faculty.
Yes.
Oh, are you going to get into that?
It asked if you are seeking accreditation. It suggests that you continue to seek accreditation at your universities, including, if you're an undergraduate, in grad school, professional schools, law schools, medical schools. It does say that you should stay at your school.
That's a hell of a sales move.
It asks if you offer degrees, and this is the Q&A from the website, and it says, we do not confer degrees at the moment. So what do you offer? And the answer is, it all begins this summer. We will be offering a summer program for college students called Forbidden Courses. That invites top students from other universities to join us for a spirited discussion about the most provocative questions that often lead to censorship. So I'm guessing they haven't broken ground yet on the university.
No, they said they haven't found any ground yet.
Okay.
There's no ground to break yet. They are looking for... Now, here's the deal.
Online learning's a good thing. University of Phoenix...
I don't think it'll be. I think they'll actually build some kind of building or something because of the backers that they have.
A lot of people are going crazy about this.
One of the big backers is Joe Lonsdale, who's a new Austin resident.
Welcome.
His partner is a guy named Peter Thiel, you might know.
Yeah.
And he owns a company called Palantir Technologies, I believe is the name of it. And he lives here in town and moved here in 2020 and said he was trying to get away from the hellhole that is California. And he has got very deep pockets. So he could come through and he'll know a lot of other deep pocket people. They said they're looking for $250 million. I actually don't think they'll have any problem raising a sum like $250 million. Joe Lonsdale, if his name sounds vaguely familiar, he's the dude who last month started busting Pete Buttigieg's balls because he took paternity leave. And he was just like, that ain't
you can't do stuff. That ain't a man. It does have a lot of backers, and a lot of people are talking about it. There's been some funny memes, but there's so much talk
it's
about
a think tank.
Cancel culture, and Jordan B. Peterson became famous after being fired from the University of Toronto or whatever for being a free thinker. So it's good to have free open discussion, free thinkers. I looked up Barry Weiss a little more, and I was like, oh, she's going to be on Rogan within a month, within a week.
She's been on Rogan.
Yeah, she's already been on Rogan, yeah. Of course. No. But I do love that Evil Mopac tweeted a few of the instructors and faculty that'll be showing up. Evil Mopac says we'll have Hugh Jass, Dr. Peter Gozinya, and then, of course, Dick Fitzwell, some of the potential faculty for this.
Hey, I can't believe we're telling jokes like this on this high thinking.
When we should be intellectuals about this. So congratulations, the University of Austin.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see if anything comes of it. It sounds like I think it may be a little bit of thing. Sometimes it's just smart. You get a lot of press releases out there and everybody can sell some books. So yeah. We'll see what happens.
Make a little dough.
Hey, look, I'm anxious to have any football team I can root for these days that will make me feel better about myself, so hey, I'm not completely opposed to this.
the University of Texas, San Antonio, still undefeated, right?
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
So don't worry about the crazy sounder today for today's people behaving badly.
Yeah, good call.
Well, it's a bit more somber for today's people behaving badly. Since Friday, information has been trickling out about the Astroworld performance in Houston. Travis Scott concert. It's been going on for a couple of years. I had friends who have gone, had a blast, had a lot of fun, and definitely it's kind of horrific because, and I think the reason this is capturing everyone's imagination is so many of us have been to packed concerts.
Yeah.
You can imagine what was going on.
Been in that situation where you feel the surge as, all the people leave one stage and rush to another.
Yeah, I've seen some people in the media trying to already place blame, and I don't think there's enough information out
to
decipher what's happened. Yeah, and some people are. Now, I will say this. Here's where some of the badness. Well, first of all, Travis Scott came out with a statement earlier today. A lot of people said, well, he's not saying anything. I think he might have been trying to put together the information before he made a statement. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I can't get inside of psyche. But let's hear what he had to say.
To the ones that was lost last night, we're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. You know, my fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, help them get the help they need,
Well, there's going to be a problem with that statement that came out because very quickly, you've got to remember there's cameras everywhere now, and there are multiple angles
of people trying to scream, ask cameramen, scream to production people,
begging stop the show. There was people chanting during one break, stop the show, stop the show. There was an ambulance coming through the crowd, and Travis Scott, in the same video, you see him, he's watching for a little bit, and then, I don't know, I'm sure he has an earpiece, and someone's talking to him, and you can't be a performer and also run a show, do you know what I mean? Have people are supposed to be doing that. I don't know where the communication broke down, but he watched as an ambulance comes through the crowd, and then you see him yell out, make this mother effing ground shake. And then proceeds to go back into performing. Just a huge breakdown in communication all across the board. I saw headlines right when I woke up on Saturday saying, chief of police warned Travis Scott about performance. And I was like, this is one of those things where people get frustrated because I'm sure what they're going to mean is the chief of police had a conversation with Live Nation and Live Nation and the production company or whatever that, hey, you might want to take, stock of things that could go wrong. And then I read the article.
Which
and
probably happens before any fest.
The chief of police literally showed up to Travis Scott's trailer and said, it's been out of control already today.
Oh, yeah, because people tried to rush through the VIP gate.
So literally he warned him personally, hey, things need to be under control. You need to be watched. So the lawsuits are already flying heavily right now.
A lot of people are talking about just how when one set ended, usually there's an overlap at concerts where a couple of songs, a couple of minutes, or one stage ends right as the other stage begins. So you don't have everyone at one crowd over there. But I guess he started a half hour after the last stage stopped and had a big countdown timer. So everyone at that festival, hundreds of thousands of people, only had one stage, one place to go.
Yeah, well, I don't know the mechanics, and I'm not going to make a judgment of that. There's also weird reports coming out. I don't know if there's anything believable about this, where they're saying people were running around injecting strangers with drugs.
No, I watched something on the news. Not on the news, but a press conference clip from the Houston police that said that was not true. People injecting needles
and
people.
And what I'm going to say is this is one of those situations that starts to grow, and you're going to hear so many stories on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, places that can't really, where nobody
can. News.
Well, and also you can't be hurt. You can have an anonymous account. You can post whatever you want to, and then you can't be damaged in your life for lying. There's going to be all kinds of stories coming out about who's to blame and what goes on here. It's not going to get solved, and the answers aren't going to come very quickly.
No,
in something this big,
soon.
You have to have a lot of investigators start literally combing through everything. They have to question. They're probably going to depose a lot of these people. And it's going to be pretty tragic. I will say that who I'm naming as the people behaving badly are those who aren't letting the dust settle before they are rushing to judgment.
Yeah, give it time. We all know after reading thoroughly on the internet this weekend that this was a satanic ritual. Right?
No, that's what
it said on the internet.
No, it wasn't.
101X, Matt and CJ.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, 512-835-1015, 512-835-1015, that's the number if you want to go see churches, night one, Wednesday night. These aren't just regular tickets, Matt, these are XIP tickets.
Which stands for...
Yes, you're a 101X important person.
Yes,
I guess so.
Yes.
I've been doing some games, but your games are always fun, clever, interesting, so I'm excited that you came up with something to play today, correct?
I'm doing something stupid. Today is...
Hell yeah.
International... Tongue Twister Day, and I'm going to have people compete in a twister-off.
Oh, a twister-off. Okay, well, shall we meet our contestants? Hey,
sure.
Caller, who's this?
This is Ben.
Hey, Ben,
right, Ben,
how you doing, man? Welcome to the show. Hang on real quick. Don't hang up. Whatever you do, make sure you turn your radio down. Let's go over here. Caller, hello, hi, who is this?
Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the program. We have Ben and Mike on the radio. Matt, do you want to explain what we're going to do here?
Gentlemen, do you know why you're calling, what you're competing for?
Yes.
Damn, that was good.
Yeah, well, I was looking for like an actual explanation, but okay, I'll go with it. I was hoping they would say, church's tickets, as opposed to just randos who had called. So here's the deal, guys. I'm going to start with you, Ben, first, and I'm going to give you a tongue twister. I'm going to give Mike the exact same tongue twister.
Okay.
You can say it up to three times. If you can get three times perfect, you'll get a point for each one of them. Even if you can't get a single one of them perfect, no problem. My good friend Spencer here is going to judge who wins each round, and you get points for that as well. All of the judging is strictly up to Spencer, and he cannot be argued with. He's an infallible being.
That's correct.
So here we go. Ben, here's the very first tongue twister I need from you. The old-fashioned, she sells seashells by the seashore.
All right. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
All right. Okay. Here's the deal. That was Ben. I'm going to give you 1 point for one of those actually sounding like the phrase. Spencer, you'll judge after you hear Mike who did the better job.
Yes.
Sometimes better can be, even if you didn't nail any of them, if you put in the most effort, if you sounded the best, whatever. Mike, here you go. It's your turn. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
I'm going to give you 1 point as well. All I need from you, Spencer, is you're going to need to tell me, Ben or Mike, who was your favorite performer there?
I'm going to go with Ben. I'm taking Ben on this one. I'll give Ben an extra point as that works.
Yeah, Ben currently pops into the lead 2-1. But remember, Mike, you can make up that very, very quickly on our next one. Mike, I'll let you go first. Here is the tongue twister. Scissors sizzle, thistles sizzle.
Whoo! Damn.
Can you say that again?
I certainly can. Scissors sizzle, thistles sizzle.
Scissors sizzle, thistle thistle. Scissors sizzle, thistle scissors.
One more.
You got it.
Sizzle.
Nice, I love it.
All right,
so far, Mike, you've got 0 points, but I really was entertained. You could end up with a point here from Spencer. And Ben, it's your turn. Scissors, sizzle, thistles, sizzle.
Scissors, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Scissors, sizzle, sizzle, sizzle. Scissors, sizzle,
Sizzle, sizzle.
Congratulations, yes. Ben. 0 points there.
Thank you, Snoop Dogg. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Where do we go, Spenny?
Oh, that one's going to Mike, man.
Yeah, Mike was entertaining. I like that. Ben, you did well, too.
Guys, we've tied it up. It really comes down to this one. This one is going to be super, super easy. I really see you all, each of you, getting 3 points at the minimum on this one. Here it goes. A synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
All right. Ben, that's you.
Let's go with Ben.
Can you repeat that one more
time? I certainly can. A synonym.
No, he can't repeat it.
That's wrong.
1 second. A synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
All right, minus 1 point for Matt.
All right, one last time.
Okay, here we go.
A synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
All right, a synonym for cinnamon. Synonym is a synonym. Synonym.
You're on your way, Ben. I like
you
it.
You got it. Come on, Ben.
Just lean into it.
For synonym.
Third chance. Lean into it. Make it happen right here.
A synonym for cinnamon is a synonym. Synonym.
Congratulations, Ben. You won 0 points, but you won our hearts.
Good luck, Mike. Come
Mike,
on, man.
Here's your opportunity to take the gold. A synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
A synonym for cinnamon is a synonym for cinnamon?
Okay, that's one try.
A synonym for cinnamon is a synonym for cinnamon.
Closest.
A synonym for cinnamon is a synonym for cinnamon.
Well, it's actually a cinnamon. You got 0 points. That means you guys ended as a tie.
No.
Great news. You both are getting to go to churches.
There we go. Don't go anywhere, gentlemen. We're going to put you on hold. Spenny's going to get your info. Good contest. Why? I don't know why you wanted to make fun of how I just sound on the radio every day.
Do you realize how many of these I had to go through and say on my own to see?
To get one that you could actually announce?
No, to find ones that if you screw up, you don't say the S word. Almost all of them are just ways to get you to say the S word. And I was like, I can't have that on the radio.
All right, hold your tongue and say, my mother has a big old purse.
Okay. Your mom is a big old whore. Oh, weird. It came out strange. It's weird.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
It's time for a little wired or weird. We talk about the tech world. What's coming is, it wired or weird? And today, kind of a throwback and a hat tip.
Ooh, hat tips.
To the humble dishwasher. No, it has not been updated, but just this weekend, a new poll came out that said 16% of people say they primarily use their dishwasher for something,
sex?
No, something other than washing dishes.
Okay.
16%.
Okay. Remind me before we finish, I got a quick dishwasher story.
Okay, if this had been like 0.06%, I wouldn't have brought this in.
But 16%, that's a good number. That's almost a fifth of people surveyed.
A right. dishwasher is a chunk of change to purchase.
Yeah.
What are
and
people
install.
Using dishwashers for if it's not to wash their dishes? Now, you would think it would just be, hey, washing dishes, but apparently that is not so true. It is weird to me, and I don't quite get it. 5% of people say they have bought a dishwasher, they needed it in their house, but they've never used it. Which means there's only 11% of crazies, right? 5% say they just use it as a drying rack.
So you wash dishes by hand and then just let it sit there?
Rest.
Stupid.
Another 5% say they use it as an overflow cupboard. They don't have enough storage, so they just store plates and glasses.
So a place that would be two cabinets worth of space, you have a very expensive unit you're not using.
Correct. Now, I read that article, and again, we should just be done with the story, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Good job. It's over.
Except it's 16%, and that's 5 plus 5 plus 5, which means 1% of people, we don't know what they're doing with their dishwasher. And I really want to know.
Okay, this might sort of relate. A long time ago, I was listening to The Morning X, and Jason Dick gave advice for washing hats. If you'll notice, my Dallas Mavericks hat is pristine. It's nice. It's still got the sticker on it.
Right.
And my Atlanta Braves hat and my Longhorns hat are kind of busted, dingy, falling apart. I listened to Jason Dick's from The Morning X's advice and put my hat in the dishwasher.
Sure.
Because apparently that's what you do.
Some people do. It helps to put it in something that will help it keep its shape.
Yes.
Did I just jump your story accidentally?
Jason failed to mention that.
Mention that part.
Also, I can be a bit of a, I don't want to waste water and space, so I washed it with my dishes, which apparently...
No!
Which apparently Jason did also, but we didn't find this out until the next day, or like days later. Point being...
You had a hat covered in macaroni.
I washed a couple of my hats and I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you have to get, people make these plastic things. You used to have to put a bowl in there in the hat to try to keep it, keep its shape. Sorry, I'm still in tongue twister
land. There's a little rack that, you can fold and you put it in the laundry with your clothes.
I just have this image of people using it to wash their laundry. Oh. I really want it to be people washing their clothes for some reason.
Have you ever made dishwasher salmon?
I'm listening.
Okay. Here's what you do. You get a big plank of salmon. You don't actually put it on the wood like you would if you were grilling it.
Right.
You wrap it in foil. You put your seasoning. You put some orange juice in there. And you tighten it up very tight in the foil. And you run the full cycle of the dishwasher. Don't put soap in there. And the heat and whatnot will cook the salmon. So dishwasher salmon. That's one thing you can do with it.
Eat. Can you also use, I don't know, the stove or the oven?
Or this, a grill?
This sounds like something somebody did just to prove that they could.
Yeah, a buddy of mine in high school did that.
Okay.
But wow. I think it's a thing. I'll Google that while you brainstorm what else you could do with a dishwasher.
I'm seeing cleaning clothes. I guess you could, like you said, make salmon or can you steam vegetables?
It's a thing.
Quit calling it a thing.
It's on Wikipedia. We don't even have our own Wikipedia. Dishwasher salmon does, or salmon.
Yeah. I think the last thing you could do is, we all know how notoriously hard it can be to wash a cat. So can you put a cat in the quick cycle? Folks, it's a joke. Please don't do it. So today, wired or weird, it's actually going to be a split vote. I happen to think that a dishwasher is quite wired. I love them. I think what people do with their dishwashers is quite weird.
Weird.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X.
Matt, in your lifetime, have you ever heard a news story about razor blades being found in a chocolate bar?
Well, of course.
Or a can of Coke?
I've lived a similar lifetime to you.
Bottle of macaroni and cheese with a razor blade in it.
Is there something new out there we need to take care of?
I actually found a razor blade in something I went and bought this weekend. And
was it a box of razor blades?
No, it was okay. It was very unexpected, and tell me if this is normal or not. I'll kind of go through what all I purchased, and then I'll reveal what box the razor blade was in.
Okay.
So, good mood this weekend, cutting down some trees, some dead branches, cleaning the yard, and I decide, you know what? I'm going to have a backyard fire. And why not pull out the grill and fire that up?
Okay.
Perfect. So I get the branches all stacked up. I pull the grill out, head to my closest AGB where I get all the stuff. I haven't cooked out in a long time, so I needed, my charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a thing of matches. I'm like, I might as well get the lighter fluid. And if I'm going to do a backyard fire, these logs are kind of wet. I got the little box of the fire starter, the little like plastic square things that just make it super easy. Got me some chicken thighs, some spice, a steak to have later in the week, bunch of stuff.
Okay. We've gone through it. That's quite a shopping list.
Quite a shopping list. And anytime Target and HEB trap me, I go for a few things, and especially if I haven't eaten yet in the day, it always makes that shopping trip last a lot longer. Oh, and of course I'm not drinking alcohol, so I buy a
HEB brand box of soda water.
Okay.
So I can have me a nice cold pop that feels like I'm drinking a brew while I'm doing yard work.
I will hook you up with some Rambler.
Please do. They didn't have any Rambler at this HEB. They just had the generic stuff. It's a bummer. Mm. It's funny how each
Nice try to pivot.
Every HEB caters to their neighborhood, and no one in my neighborhood's drinking drinking any fancy soda water. In fact, they only had a few cases of one type of soda water, and it was just the HEB brand. A lot of root beer, though, which I almost got. So I get home, I'm getting everything ready, and I open the item, and as I'm opening it, I kind of move, luckily, before I reach in, just like an idiot. You know how me, I just grab and rip things open, and a freaking razor blade falls out.
Okay.
And I can't believe it. Are razor blades supposed to be in any kind of packaging? Ever?
They're not supposed to be, but I know how it got there.
Okay. Can you guess what item it was in?
I don't want to ask you to go through that list again, so I'll just say the soda water.
No, it was actually in the fire starters.
In the fire starters?
In the fire starters. And I really thought, like, am I crazy? Is this supposed to be? Like, it was just an open razor blade. You know how usually when you buy them from Home Depot?
Yeah, it was just a single razor blade.
They have the plastic over it. Didn't have that. It was just in the box. And I was like, whoa, this is weird. Someone's trying to cut me. But then it's like, well, maybe they include it so you can open the plastic for these things. I'm like, no. No one's going to put an open razor blade in any kind of container because that's how you cut yourself.
Which shape of razor blade was it? Was it the one that goes out at a little bit of an angle? Or is it very straight on the sides?
The one you use for a box cutter, like that.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
It came out of a box cutter. Somebody was opening boxes, a case of that or whatever. It popped out. It's happened from time. I worked in a warehouse in summers when I was a kid, and it happened rarely, but occasionally it would pop out, and then you couldn't even find it, and you'd get pissed off, and you just moved on. Which is what happened, because somebody couldn't find it, because it somehow, magically, and they could probably never make it happen a second time.
Slipped right in.
Exactly. Or a guy at the fire starter warehouse has a really bad cocaine problem. Those are your two
options,
and I'm sticking with both of them.
Okay, well, I already called KXAN, and they're coming to my house afterwards to do a big news report that's going to go national. I've always wanted to go viral. Here it is. Razor blades found in the store.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's like changing the names of roads in Austin has always kind of been a bit of a controversial thing.
Yes.
Just a wee bit. But we actually have one that, guessing the nature of Austin and all my hipster friends that live in the Crestview north area around there won't mind this name change.
Oh, are they finally changing Lamar to LeVar Burton Boulevard?
Damn it, they should!
Woo!
No, at the behest of Alamo Drafthouse, West Anderson Lane.
Yes.
Pretty close to where I live is now Wes Anderson Lane. Yeah, the mayor officially announced it today, and a group of people in Life Aquatic suits and red caps went and got on a ladder out of a truck and changed the name, so it's now going to be Wes Anderson, who, of course, went to the University of Texas for a while, might have graduated, might not have, I don't know, directed a lot of cool, weird movies, and now we have a street named after him. That to me, feels very Austin.
I just love that a director that's known for his addiction to symmetry in setup shots has one of the wonkiest roads in the city named after him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a road that's never quite made sense to me. There are cars darting out trying to murder you at all times. I will say,
a little bumpy.
Some of the best panhandlers ever are right there.
Right off Burnett Road too.
Yeah.
You've got there's a dude that's always has some clever sign. Kind of younger cowboy hippie looking guy. Yeah. Cosmic cowboy looking dude. Sure. Always have a funny sign.
There's that guy that's super into America that's there. There's all kinds of weirdness that I kind of enjoy because, frankly, it's one of the reasons I fell in love with the city was its margins. And I don't ever want to see those disappear. Wes Anderson, what do we... Do we get anything with the name change? What do we get?
A free screening to his latest film, The French Dispatch. I don't know, man.
I heard no one's going to see it. Okay. All right. Well, good. I mean, it's appropriate to have a road named after him. You know, Wes Anderson is notorious for not flying.
Yeah.
Will not get in a plane. Takes long trips, road trips across the nation. So I guess maybe that's okay.
I'm just glad it's something quirky and fun that hopefully people aren't arguing about. I mean, I'm sure if you click on Mayor Adler's tweet about this, it's going to be like, yeah, well, maybe if you hadn't made all them hobos move here, then it's going to be stuff like that.
No,
but
that
for the
I know.
Most part, like, okay, cool. Yeah, the guy's a celebrated director, made a lot of great cult classic films.
And is that how it happens? You just... Anybody can just lobby the mayor and we can get a road name changed?
Because sure.
Why don't we get... Look, it's 290. It's Koenig. It's 2222.
Yeah, it's eight different roads.
Allendale and one little stretch. It has like a bunch of different names, that one stretch of road. Can't we, one block, just fit in just Matt and CJ? It's
yeah.
One word.
That's so simple. Or
just Matt and CJ.
I'll even take a lesser road because I feel like that is a major thoroughfare in Austin, and we've only been on the radio here for, you know, 15 years each. I'll take like a 38th and a half. There are so many streets that are a block long that are, they're like, well, we can't call this 39th Street, so we'll do 38th and a half. Just Matt and CJ Road.
Sandra Marita Road. Do you know where it is?
No clue.
It's the little tiny piece of road that attaches... West First with Lamar. You know where Seaholm Project is now, but it used to be the Cedar Door. There's just one little tiny stretch of road, and I've always thought it's maybe 50 yards long. And I've always wondered, who is Sandra? Because you have to feel good when they say, we're naming a street
a road
for you.
After you.
And then you go to the ribbon cutting, and you're like, really?
Wait, this?
Bitch, I couldn't even get like a one stoplight? Really?
Really?
I hope whatever she did was worthwhile, and I hope she has a sense of humor.
Yeah, hopefully so. Good show today.
Yep, more tickets tomorrow, I'm hoping. We have our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we do. We do. We should.
I'll be rejoining the Morning X again tomorrow morning at 6, from 6 to 10, in Jason's vacation absence, and that'll be fun. You can catch me there, and then I'll be back here with you tomorrow, CJ, and of course, Spenny, our lovely, lovely Spenny.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.